Yeah, it's not overly taxing. You just have to get your mind switched on to the tactical changes. Obviously, the longer format, there's going to be a lot more happening and a lot more influence from the coaching staff, a lot more input, trying to get the players through each phase of the game. But probably more important for the players, and I think we're quite lucky here with the overlap between the three different teams. There isn't much overlap. So there's obviously a few guys who have just come from Australia, a few guys have been the India A game in Bangalore. And yes, it's busy, but these guys have become so attuned to switching between the formats and preparing accordingly. So we've got these 2 days, which are very important. But we also feel that everyone will be ready for the test format and the change in formats. Yeah, I think it's just from the early looks at the wicket, it looks a good wicket that should spin later. So yes, it's not just going to be about the spin. Importantly, the batters as well are going to have to bat really well on the first few days when batting should be slightly easier. And of course, both teams have got quality sets of fast bowlers. So I guess the challenge for both teams is the combinations we're going with. But certainly, yeah, we are going to be relying a lot on our seamers to make early inroads in the first couple of days. And I guess that's what you want from a really good test wicket is where it's not just reliant on one of the facets being too important to the game. But I do think spin's going to be important on this pitch in the long run.
It's very important. And I would say we're quite lucky in the sense that we're getting to a point where some of those all-rounders could play as either a batter or a bowler. And that's what you want. You don't want to sacrifice, someone who's suited to one of the facets of the game just to bring an all-rounder in for that sake. And I guess, both teams are quite lucky in that we can tweak our combinations to play all-rounders. You can fit whatever you feel is the most important suit for that game.
Yeah, that's a great point. They've got four spinners at their disposal. Most likely they'll play three. And it's a little bit like playing against subcontinent. You're dead right. You normally worry about the pace attack first. And I'm pretty sure they'll go with two seamers and three, if not four spinners. But that is also the challenge when you play in the subcontinent. Something as a team that we need to get better. We addressed that early on. We've come up short a few times. So it's a great challenge. We hopefully we've learned from the New Zealand series. We'll put some plans into place against how to play the spin. And you're dead right. It's going to be so important over these two games, particularly how well they did in Pakistan about 4 weeks ago. Yeah, I don't think you can leave them out for this test, as there's the short answer. But obviously you can only pick 11 as well. So someone else will have to miss out. I think we've got a pretty good idea of the combination. Given the way Dhruv's gone in the last 6 months and scoring 200s in Bangalore last week, he's certain to play this week. Again, like what I mentioned about Washie, Axar, Jaddo, for me, you've actually got three batters there. So it does give us a lot of flexibility, but I'd be very surprised if you don't see Dhruv and Rishabh playing in this test this week. Absolutely. I think they deserve a lot of credit for how they've gone about their work in the last sort of 9, 10 months, the position they found themselves in the WTC. And they show that they are a quality team to beat Australia at the final. Also the mention of how potent they are as a spin attack makes it even more mouth-watering, if you want to put it that way, to be playing them at home. But also the WTC is just so important. There's no series that you can just take back and let slip by. And obviously in the context of a World Cup coming up in a couple of months, and managing the three formats, I'd say this is as important as anything else, and obviously a very big step to us achieving getting to the World Test Championship final next year. So yeah, everyone's looking forward to it. It should be a great contest. It's super challenging, and you're seeing less and less guys playing all three formats across the world now. But I think mentally, when you take on a challenge like that, you have to lay out a roadmap of how you're going to go about things. Shibi, as an example, has been very good. I think the Australian series, there was a lot of traveling, but it wasn't a very taxing series. We spent a lot of time watching the rain fall. But probably more mentally, like the last question about how important this series is, I think to switch on mentally, to know that you've got 16, 17 days of really tough work in front of the year and the body will take care of itself. You must boys are putting in so much work to be physically stronger and to be aerobically more fit to spend longer time in the field. And I feel all of them are in really good shape at the moment for given where we are in the calendar so far this year. I mean, I also said strategy comes first. The primary thing is to set out a strategy to win the game. And then if you can accommodate giving guys chance and giving guys chance for development, that comes in. Our position certainly hasn't changed on Nitish. He didn't get much game time in Australia. But I would say given the importance of the series, or given the conditions we think we're going to face, you know, you might miss out in this test this week.